Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Any separate corners. Separate corners.
Okay.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy. We are going to play 1 Second 90s.
The game I am terrible at. So you guys can help me on the text line. 585-252-9233.
No, don't do that.
Sure.
Well, actually, it's not going to help you because it's so fast.
I know.
So what we do is we play you a clip, a 1 second clip from a 90s song. This time we're going back to 1992.
Okay.
I dumbed this down as far as I could. I took the biggest hits, stuff that you still hear on the radio.
Okay.
On a regular basis, stuff that you better know, or I'm taking your DJ card away
you
from you.
You can't take the DJ card away.
She's in love with a boy that plays almost every single morning last week.
Yeah.
So it's very nice that you want to help her.
That was so last week.
It might be lost.
Your memory is...
So, TJ has a score of one, and Hope has a score of two. This is cumulative. This is our fourth week doing it.
Okay.
So, we're going to ask Hope to leave the room.
Get out.
We're going to play We're going to play the clip. You get a chance to answer it.
All right.
And then we go from there. All right. You ready?
I am. There.
There. Okay, she's out there. Boy, she slammed that door on the way out, too.
Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Here's number one.
Please.
Oh, you are not for real right now.
I didn't hear it. I was talking. Sorry. Oh, my God. Why do I think it sounds like Betty Davis Eyes, which isn't even our format?
Was that your answer?
Yes.
Oh, geez. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Next one. Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, very good. You got one. Okay. Good, good, good. You're not going to get shut out.
Oh. Is that...
Come on.
No one else on earth.
There you go.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I'm proud of you.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you. Okay, go ahead. What? Yeah, I don't know.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
Number five.
Oh, Billy.
I could not have dumbed this down further.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
All right, so you got what?
I got two out of three.
Two out of five.
Yeah.
Two out of five. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to bring Hope in and see if she can beat your two out of five. Okay.
Was it Betty Davis Eyes? No.
It was not Betty Davis Eyes. And welcome back to the latest episode of 1 Second 90s. It's the show where we play you 1 second snippets from 90s songs. That's my game show voice.
Oh, it's great.
Good morning, everybody. Bing bong. 7 minutes past the hour. Okay. We're going to play you these snippets now. I'm not going to tell you how TJ did. I don't want this getting in your head. Yeah. You ready, Hope?
Well, she did so well that she had to come over and close out all of the tabs on my computer and said I'm not allowed to access it. Meanwhile, you missed it last week when I stepped out and came back and she had been Googling top 90s songs. From 1991. But comes over and is like, you can't be on your computer.
And remember,
you can't touch it.
That didn't help her last week.
Yeah. It did not.
It did not help her at all.
So, like, I'm not even a good cheater. So, there you go. Let's play the game.
All right. I love how competitive you are. Let's just get to this.
Get to it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, she's got to stand up.
Here we go. You ready? Okay. Here comes number one.
When the sun goes down, is it neon moon?
Very good.
Boom!
Okay, here comes number two. You're almost doing the dance.
There's a dance?
Joyce over there.
Excuse me. Nobody was over here when you went.
Focus on the show.
There. Oh, we're out of time.
What the? You literally had to listen to check yes or no 5,000 times and you still got it wrong.
I'm going
to
play it one more time.
You can. Oh, Icky Breaky Heart. Boom!
You're lucky you had. We aren't timed. I think that needs to be next.
Nobody was trash talking you while you went. I literally stepped out of the room. Can you mute her?
Here's number three.
I have no idea.
Okay. Wait.
Hold on. Was that number four that you just went on to the next one?
Yeah, we got
to
tell her, though. It was
no one else
on Earth.
Oh, yes. There was no one else on Earth. Winona.
Remember this one? No one.
There's like a 30-second intro on this song, so we're not going to get to the hook on that one. But okay, here's number four.
Number four. I want to say Leon Womack, but that doesn't feel right.
Is that your final answer?
No. Play it again.
One more time.
She doesn't know.
Yes, I do.
Just say you don't know.
One more time.
Oops. Oh.
Light in the dark.
This is what goes through her head. We're getting a glimpse inside the head of
this
Hope.
This is going to kill me.
And I want out.
I can't think of it, but I know it.
Well, you're out of time.
Actually, you don't know it. You're thinking of You Say It Best.
When you say nothing at all.
That's not it. This is I Cross My Heart. The King, Mr. George Strait.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
You wouldn't have gotten this?
Me neither. I didn't get that one either.
Yeah, I'll just give you a little snippet of this.
Our love is unconditional.
Oh, yeah, Billy, I definitely would not have gotten that.
From the start.
All right.
Start.
We got one more.
Okay, so we're two for two?
Two for four.
No, there's five total.
Right? Yeah, you got two out of four.
Oh, that's what I'm two for two. Yeah, yes. two right, two wrong.
Yes. Okay. These were all smash number one hits.
Mm-hmm.
1992.
I have no idea.
Mm.
Not even to like try and sing along.
Mr. Vince Gill. Don't let our love start slipping away.
This is a good one.
Not ringing any bells?
I'd like everyone to remember that I was born in 1996. Oh, now
all of a sudden, Miss Know-It-All was like...
I'm a millennial.
I'm not conceived yet.
Wasn't even a thought in my pappy's eye.
All right.
Well,
so,
that was fun. So we're tied.
You're tied.
Oh, so are we going to do a tiebreaker?
No.
I don't have a tiebreaker ready, so no.
We'll go
what
in.
Do we do? We haven't thought this through. It's what do we fine. Do when there's a tie?
It's fine. We just go all week not picking on each other that someone won. I like it. Everyone gets a participation award.
No participation awards.
So working on a collision, not really causing too much of a problem, but it's out there, 390 North.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.